most of Latin is very descriptive.
Welcome to Peasant Rage with Terrible Coffee. We're going to rage as peasants because apparently people are raging as peasants. Like Texas, France, Germany, Ireland, everybody's raging. Canada started it though with our truckers. But, like, I mean, I don't really see why truckers had to lead us in that. Because, like, I mean, their occupation is, like, unneeded since we got the train. But we destroyed the train tracks, at least in my community.
But that's what upped the job of being a truck driver.
I know.
So then maybe they did that on purpose, so that they could like enslave a whole nother generation into doing bewildering nothingness.
Oh, yeah.
Here, deliver these eggs, feel like a man.
Oh, we can no longer enslave children to work the railroad tracks? Oh, okay, better get rid of them.
No, but you can...
And replace them with big diesel trucks.
And one
that
man
run over...
With diabetes.
That run over children.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are angry. And I think I know why they're angry.
No, but I think it's funny that it took this long for people to be angry. Mm. Like, you can be constructively angry and get shit done before the shit hits the fan. It is kind of a crazy nuisance that we live in right now, because most of the people who are enraged right now totally missed the boat. And the boat has sailed off to the sea. And it's been out there for like 20 years. And now
all
they're at the dock.
Of our federal
now
elections.
They're at the dock with their imaginary fucking suitcases, wondering where the fucking boat is that they missed catching.
All of our federal elections are decided by Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, and Vancouver.
Yeah, that's
the
why
rest
they were
of us
so,
don't matter.
That's why the powers to be were so happy that we
people
adopted
stacked on
democracy.
Top of people stacked on top of people.
Yeah.
Which is just a brewing ground for retardation.
Kind of.
Is running our political because, oh, democracy, there's more people here. There's more people living on top of each other. Their needs come first. No, that's a shit form of democracy.
Yeah, but you have to see it their way, in their maniacal way, is that, okay, we'll make a mad program. So that people can, like...
I signed a petition in church.
Or MAID program. Like, I call it the MAD program.
March 17th.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
March 17th, all you people that think your lives are terrible can apply for medical assistance in dying.
Yeah, but think about how many jobs that's going to...
Create?
Yeah, that's gross.
Well...
There'll be service callers.
Yeah.
There'll be, like, people to go see the body.
Yeah,
there'll be
people
before the body.
That our taxpayer dollars will fund.
Yeah, but what
like,
is
like, I mean, don't kill yourself.
What are we researching?
Let the government do it.
Are we researching, like... No, but they'll give all the money to that shit. Because money to them is nothing, and the less that we have of it, and they used up, then they're kind of like, it's out of hand. They're like, oh, I just spent it already on assisted suicide, so you can't have any.
Yeah.
It's a lot better to have no money and a whole bunch of decisions than a lot of money and no decisions.
Everything.
Because then people get mad, too.
Ends up in... fascism. And
yeah, but beautiful fascism is like the latter end of what I said. Beautiful fascism is when you have like a maniacal maniac who has trillions of dollars in gold bullion and does what the fuck he wants to his nation.
Yeah.
Who cares what that you know what those peasants have in store for him, because he's got an army full of tanks like Xi Jinping ready to kill his own people.
Unless you throw manure at them. And no, then they fold. Yeah, like, but like manure, French, like the French farmers.
Manure like, throwing I mean, will never happen in North Korea because like, I mean, they'll just kill each other.
Say what you will about the carbon tax, but we can no longer protest in Parliament. I think we should do all the provincial legislative buildings. Like, just throw shit at that.
Oh, yeah. It'll
except not shit, because saying, shit is too French. Let's do maple syrup. Let's throw maple syrup at them.
But you're not gonna make waves like this in a positive manner, because it's always gonna come down to the third world tyrannical countries.
Oh, no, we're
because the
up,
other countries, like
Europe,
our country, will be like
Europe.
No, the other countries
Russia's
will see
gonna
like
fund
oh,
our breakup like Europe.
We could just
your work. Favorite dictator is gonna fund us.
Yeah, but we could just
our breakup
Rwanda our people into killing each other.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do.
I know.
It's not working, but so they're like, oh, let's chemically castrate them.
Yeah, but
and that's not working either.
Where is this person that we have to hunt down? Because he's probably, not to say, like, weird things, but
Lucifer?
No.
Lucifer is a hobo.
No, but there's probably one or two people.
Lucifer is a hobo walking from country to country just laughing and pissing in alleyways.
No, but there's at least one or two people in each family in the world that is working indirectly for the demise of all of us. You have to see that too.
Yeah.
That people are so ignorant that they're like, oh, the world is falling apart.
Oh, climate change, if we don't kill everybody.
But I was the
if
one.
If we don't kill 80% of the population.
Yeah, but I'm the one.
Our world is fucked.
Doing the job with 3,000 other people.
Wow.
To, let's say, mine uranium. Great job. Awesome job. Love
little
the
children
people.
Mining uranium.
No, love it. But what is the end of it? The end of it is like pollution,
lithium.
Power. Yeah, oh yeah, sure. But the means to the end of the thing, when the person is doing the lithium mining, he doesn't fucking care. He just wants the paycheck.
Yeah. Like us too. Like, oh, we have a lot of energy in the West. Why
but
are we bowing to the East?
Yeah, but that's a fundamental problem with the peasantry revolt, because if the peasants revolt, they're going to have to eat something. They're going to have to do something. And that person, let's say the Oreo guy, is going to make millions and trillions of dollars following these peasants around, feeding them, because
every
United Nations needs the Oreo cookies.
In
so
every
Oreo cookies
peasant revolt,
is going to win.
They slaughter all the smart people.
No, tents are going to win.
And
bottled water is
and I don't think that should happen. We shouldn't have a revolution. We should have an evolution.
There's no
replace
time
replace the government with an app and see how the world functions.
We already missed our revolutionary time. Because they're on us.
Because
no, but they're
because
on us.
Of Winston Churchill, yeah.
No, we waited too long and
now
they're on
us. Yeah. Like way back when Stalin and Hitler were all like, oh yeah, look at my tits. We should have done it then. We should have.
The whole world should have said, fuck your war, and walked home and been like, we're doing it our way.
Yeah,
and everyone can suck it.
Yeah, we're being bad peasants.
Forever.
Forever now.
Yeah. And then that store is now a store, and it's not a fucking government
That's
building.
When we could have, like, evolved our system to be like, oh.
No, but we can't do it now.
There's
no hope for now,
because
they're waiting for us.
Hold on, I'm making a point here, fucker.
Yeah, I know, but
let's put the smart people in charge.
No!
Back then.
Yes.
Writing the IQ test and stuff like that. Now, no, fuck that. Replace them with an app. But that's how we could have gotten to the app sooner.
No, but people have to get away from, like, that smart people make good decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Like a group of really stupid, ignorant
people
can do amazing things because they're ignorant and stupid.
Drum a midget right on that chalkboard.
But if you give them, like, a motivation and something to do, A group of fucking idiots can aspire to do wonderful things. The direction just needs to be there. If you give all power to some smart person in the corner, he might get overwhelmed and just do what he personally wants to do, i.e. the government's now.
Yeah, but like, it's either the government we have, which is totally corrupt, I don't care which foot you land on, the left or the right foot, or fucking Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, but see,
your favorite dictator, who's funding Texas right now.
Good.
Who's sending weapons to Texas.
Good.
Break up like Europe. I predict the future, people.
Yeah,
break up like Europe. But break my, up like Europe.
My opinion
Hail
is...
Hail Berta.
We'll never have free
Hail
thought
Berta.
Or free independent drive in a human being if we don't have people like Vladimir Putin. Because he's just like punching away, doing whatever the fuck he wants, pissing off anybody he wants to. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No, but if you were in power, if I was in power, there'd be a little bit of power.
He's a short man with a long dick of power.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you had the job, if I had the job.
He's got a micro dick.
No, but we would make some weird decisions if we had the job and I was ruler of Russia and you were ruler of Ukraine. There'd be some fucking weird shit going on.
There, well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't just rest it because on the long
of
dick
their
of power.
Eastern
because
Eastern Orthodox ways.
Yeah, but that's just a lot of praying. That's just more praying than anyone wants to do. That's
and
why.
Not,
that's
and not why visualizing your audience.
See, Catholicism
turning your back
has
to your...
Just the right amount of praying, okay? That's why they put the little knee bench out for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Rah, rah, Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. But, yeah.
Orthodox Christianity, that's a whole room. Like, people's knees are broken through that religion, literally. And
well,
grandma doesn't care.
They're old school.
She made it to St. Petersburg.
They're old school. They don't give two shits
knees.
About your feelings.
On her like, knees. Oh. But that's what I'm saying. So if you can if you can
Russia
fundamentally institute everyone to be dogmatic in your tyranny, you win.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Alzheimer's versus dementia part 2. What the fuck?
No, but people
and it's
going to
be amazing because like whatever
they're
choose.
They're just working too well.
Whatever they choose because both are fucking corrupt assholes. Mm-hmm. Both sides, right, left. No. I'm
But there shouldn't be a right or left.
I'm not falling into your games. No.
There should be an everyday sort of thing. Oh, what's today bring?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, we had floods in Haiti and 90 million people died.
Look at the future. Look at the future. Look at the now. Look at the past. Well,
we're not futurists.
Why? It's
don't look to the future. Everyone's looking to the future and they can't get themselves out of a paper
coma.
Bag. No, but they can't get
it's
themselves.
It's a coma, man.
Fucking
it's
paper
a retarded
bags.
Coma dream.
They're just flopping
left
in it.
Left foot, right foot. Left
oh, I got a paper
foot,
bag.
Right foot.
No.
Oh,
and
my
then
right
they,
foot's
their
not
head
working
goes.
That well. Better use the left foot for a little bit
no,
more.
No, but just a
oh,
paper
wait,
bag.
Oh, man. I can stabilize myself with the right foot.
No, you can't.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, that's what's going
on. Well, the whole rest of us think that's what we're doing.
Well.
Because people are mad fucking monkeys. But if tomorrow the powers that be locked us fucking away, you know how many of us would rebel? Probably less than now.
Yeah, none. Because like,
The fear is there, and now they got you.
No,
and now,
no. There's
no
fear.
No, if
there's
all every door
energy
along,
wasted.
No.
Energy that I could put towards my family
up.
Or my genitals.
Yeah.
Wasted. I don't want to do that. That's wasted energy.
No, but then you give up. If they locked it down tomorrow, more people would give up. There would be none of this. So maybe this lull in not doing it right away and making us apprehensive is their ploy. But then what is that ploy to do when you're thinking about like 6-7-way chess? So what the fuck are they doing letting us fucking dictate right now and stand around and complain? Like, if I was a dictator, there'd be none of that.
To
there'd
get
be
out some
no...
of our present rage, man. Like, our
yeah, but it has
rage.
To mean something. They're doing
no.
this intentionally. Yeah, they are. They could have locked us down years ago, and they never did.
Do you think you have a destiny, Doug, or do you think it's fate? I believe. Oh, let's just walk forward. And see what happens.
Yeah, but you might lose everybody on the way and have nobody's
help. Who cares? That's
life. But then you have 90 billion people wandering in the dark. Doug. I know, but we're okay with that. Other people are not.
Well, other people shouldn't have survived childbirth.
Yeah, but they think they're okay because they have a 9-to-5 job and they don't think like me and you do, and they get frustrated when people come to them with conversations like this.
I know.
So they think they're good. So if
Yes. Oh, I'm pure. I'm more pure than you because I...
But that's what the government wants.
Because I have another person living inside of me.
Yeah, but they're not rebels then. They're not actually fighting. So when they get angry and they start forcing their anger on the government, you've already missed the boat and by being angry at the government. If you have to get to the point where you have to throw literally shit and manure at a front door, you've already lost. At a government
building?
No, but you've already lost because you can't get in there to talk to those people.
That's why I want to throw maple syrup at them. Just make them all sticky.
Yeah, but it's still not going to make a difference. You've thrown shit at a wall that you couldn't talk to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is no
other... But they won! The French farmers won!
Sure, but how many of us will win later?
Well,
and for what cost?
We gotta keep evolving it.
Yeah, I know, but they can't just be throwing shit at things.
It's a hard evolution. It's a hard evolution from shit. Throwing shit at each other. Like, the next step is rocks. Then spears.
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not very constructive when you throw shit at somebody because you've already lost. Because you couldn't even talk to
them. They won!
No, they didn't. Because they couldn't talk to the people inside and change their mind. All they did was throw shit at them.
No, they talked. They rioted. The French rioted.
What the fuck is the French?
The French government has a healthy fear of its peasants because in olden times, the peasants rioted and killed them all.
So, yeah, but we can't find them now. So we're just going to be wandering around in the utmost of this maybe revolution, okay? You're going to have
wandering people. Not a revolution.
No, you're still going to have wandering.
Evolution.
Fuck no. You're going to have wandering people trying to find the last of those people that are still running the fucking show.
Well,
because the people needed their toilet paper, and the people needed their bags, and their Oreos, and their tents, and their hydration.
Because they live on top of each other, on top of each other.
That's what I mean. You'll never find the man who did it to you.
That's because...
And then it'll just become... No, it'll become a...
It's our social construct. Like, I'm pretty sure they had the same shit in Constantinople.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? It's going to be like Australia. Istanbul.
I want it back. The whole Constantinople back. If we're calling for vaccines, I want Constantinople back. I'm pretty sure Russia will agree with me.
Yeah, but if you go backsies
on Russia.
Everything, there's going to be nothing left. Backsies on everything.
I know. It's going to be beautiful. Backsies.
Backsies?
Yeah.
What the fuck is backsies?
Like, oh. Give it back. Give back this stone, England. My ancestors got kicked out of Scotland to be placed with livestock. Give back the stone, England.
See, that's just
exactly gross. Baxies. No. They tried to baxies it in the past, but they broke it.
No, you can't baxies anything.
You
baxies shit now and
tell a Palestinian that.
No, but that's why we have that war. That's why we keep
Baxies, them. Baxies, like Russia. No. Russia, Baxies,
that's why
Ukraine.
We know it's there.
Baxies, Ukraine. No. Soon it'll be Baxies, Poland, yeah?
Because
Poland's borders keep on shrinking all the time, man.
But that's the thing that overwhelms people's minds all the time about what's going on right now.
I know. World War III people. The government's going to come out and say it pretty soon.
If the whole world collapses and we have like 700 new countries.
This is where fucking society will start over, man.
No, but that's the kind of
where funny. We are. Like, it's going to be great.
But no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be this snow will be rain. This will be known as the rainy season, man. We'll get fucking spider monkeys up here.
Probably.
Like, yeah. And that's where civilization
will... But you shouldn't worry about those things. Again.
No. No. Embrace them.
No, but they should have took that manure and, like, put it on fields. Not to say that they're wrong for doing the manure.
Well, they probably have backup manure, man. They're farmers. They have... That was old manure. Fresh manure.
I wish people fresh manure could just
on your fucking field,
ignore
bitch.
The system. But we can't. We have to throw shit at it. We have to say that you did me wrong.
It stinks too much.
No, but I hate how people reflect all pretty much their emotion and their disconcern at somebody else all the time. Like, i.e. government. Why would you do that as a person, as a sane human being? Why would you say all the faults of mine are because of the government and then throw shit at the building?
Because times are tough. Look for the blame. Oh, look, it's the Jews again.
I know, but it's kind of funny how people want so much in life.
To blame somebody for your own failures. Yeah,
I know. When you're the one still driving the car like everybody else. You're the one...
It's a coma. Right?
Yeah, buying the plastic bags. You're the one...
It's a coma, and I'm just trying to be a good person.
No, there's none of that anymore. There's just selfish intent and flinging shit at other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, that's not constructive.
Like, I love it when things come full circle, Doug.
No, but that's...
Even humanity. But
think of this scenario. Like, the Civil War in Britain. The Civil War in Britain.
Okay. Yeah. We're going back then. Okay.
No. But has Britain had a Civil War after that?
They had two.
Yeah. Over what?
Fuck the king.
Yeah.
And his powers.
Okay.
Inbred motherfucker.
Okay. And then the other is all about what? Catholicism, the Reformation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hold on. Puritans! Yes! Be pure! Don't show your cankles! She's a witch! If you show your cankles, you're a witch!
So you have civil war over what? Nothing. Nonsense. When you could have just gone the fuck home.
Peasant rage!
You know what I mean? What was Cromwell thinking when he was at the castle just getting fucking bombarded by Catholics?
Peasant rage!
When you're surrounded by all sides, it doesn't matter how big the castle and...
And you're still not doing it. A lot of smart people.
I know, you're not doing anything.
A lot of smart people died.
You're coming to a point where you've turned your back on everything, and all you're doing is flinging shit at each other.
Yeah.
And that's not constructive. Yeah. And then our philosophy of it is like the ending of Planet of the Apes, where Charlton Heston screams at a fucking Statue of the Liberty, and B's like, murr, you bastard, you got rid of my cookies. You know what I mean?
You know what Liberty
You got rid of my toilet.
Is?
You know what
you
I mean?
You know what Liberty
That's what we'll be screaming
Green
at,
is?
And we won't
it's
know
It's corrosion.
Yeah, but
Liberty Green is literal corrosion, because the Statue of Liberty is bronze.
Yeah, but when we...
perfect metaphor.
I know, but when we finish this revolution, we'll be like the Planet of the Apes. We'll be stomping on the grass and being like, where's my fucking toilet? And you're the person stomping on the grass saying, where's my toilet, is probably at fault for getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that nihilistic sort of Russian thing.
You know what else is crazy about
you were saying about like the Civil War in Russia. It didn't really happen so much Because they quelled
it. No, they're just like, oh, let's kill all the smart people. Yeah. Okay, let's kill all the smart people.
I know.
Every revolution has been like that. Every revolution.
And you started this out by, let's put the
evolution.
Smart people.
Evolution!
No, but
evolution
you
where
said,
we don't kill all the smart people.
No, but you said at the beginning of this conversation that the thing we should do is get the smart people in charge.
Yes. Well, yeah.
No,
like,
but what happens... What happens when there is
no
more smart
no,
people?
No, no.
When you got rid of them all, like the Russians.
Well,
then you got to deal with Stalin.
Yeah. Well, we're trying that.
No, but you can't just like, okay, fling the shit at the door. I see that. Fling the shit at the door, but then get 500 of your buddies to just like take the building over. And just put suits on and be like, no, this is my job now. You know what I mean? How fucking hard is that?
We're replacing you, peasant.
How hard is that?
We are replacing you with machines, peasant.
No, but how long would it be for you to just sit at somebody else's desk at their job before they fucking leave?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't take that long.
No.
They could stand there and be like, that's my job. And you'd just be like, ignore them completely.
Yeah.
But we don't do that?
No.
I think that's kind of funny. I think it's
we
funny.
We pay taxes to them.
No, but the most efficient revolutions were like Fidel Castro or the French Revolution, where it was almost bloodless, where you just drive in with 50 of your buddies and cars and just choke the show up, and then no one can run the government.
Like
because
fascism's revolution.
No, I know, but why don't we do that shit? Why don't we literally just throw shit at Justin Trudeau. Every time he goes outside. Who are the people protecting him? What the fuck
like
is their deal? Throw shit at them too. No, we have to get out of the mindset of like, oh, he's got security guards and they need jobs and it's not their fault. No, throw shit at them too. Every cop that is like walking him down the street, throw shit at him.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you can't make decisions on that sense. If you're gonna throw shit, you're gonna throw shit at everyone.
No, there's
yes, you
order.
Do.
There has to be order.
No, or else it doesn't work.
It can't
no, you
be
can't
straight
pick.
Chaos.
You can't say that
it
Justin
can't
Trudeau
be straight chaos.
Is,
there has to be a yin and a yang, man.
Fuck no.
There has to be a yin and a yang. Yes, there has to be a yin and a yang.
If people just knew if they came from Toronto that there was so much like systemic racism just towards them as Canadians, that if they stepped outside and they smoke, that they were from Ontario or the other province, which was not to be named. Do you know what I mean?
Huh?
They should be shunned and told to shut the fuck up.
You know what happened?
No, but we don't have a society like that. We don't have a society we have a society where people are like, I'm from Toronto and blah, blah, blah. We should tell those people to shut the fuck up.
You know what happened?
Just throw shit at them.
You know what happened?
Be like, just throw shit.
You know what happened?
Oh, I'm a teacher and I have an opinion. Just throw shit at them.
When Stalin and Hitler were just coming to power and we should have overthrown our government.
Yeah.
We could still beat each other in the bar. Kick each other's asses in the bar. Get our frustration out in the bar. There were central locations where we could, like, murder each other.
Yeah.
Because of our quarrels.
I know, but that's what I mean. Now we have to throw the shit everywhere. We can't just direct it at one door.
No. Well,
no, we can't be that simple-minded to think
that you can.
The behind glass door number 6 is all our problems.
Oh, no. You're shit for our society. You are not, though. You do good jobs.
No, but what is a good job when the whole system is a circle? So you get rid of the system. No, but if you get rid of
create a square, Doug.
If you get rid of the system, there's a whole bunch of jobs that are just obsolete.
Man.
They're just obsolete, man.
Create a square.
No, but when there's no more chainsaws, when there's no more pipelines, when there's no more shit to weld, people will realize, I can't benefit society.
It goes
if there's
back
no more trucks to drive, people will realize, you know what I mean? When there's no more petrol
to... It goes
to,
back to people living on top of each other.
Yeah, but if
that's unhealthy.
If we didn't have petrol, if the whole system was shut down, there's no way those farmers could get to that door to fling the shit out there. They would just stay home.
Well, do you know how big our country is?
So how much petrol was used to get to that fucking place?
Not a lot, because France is small.
Yeah, now we're semantic. But still, there probably was a boost in the petrol sales before they flung shit at everything.
Well...
No, but that's what they look at. They don't fucking care about your sensibility or your fucking emotional point of view. They just look at numbers and money.
Yeah.
So if we can look at numbers and money the same way they do, and just walk into their building, okay, and just sit in their chair and shit in their fucking trash can...
Yeah.
You know how mad they get about that.
I know.
So that's funny. No, that is not a crime.
We can create...
It is not a crime. We can
bring down the monarchy with humor, man.
Yeah, but now look at America.
Evolution.
No, look at America. They tried it, and the powers that be were in the shadows, and they hated getting their fucking...
America!
No, they hated just, like, two or three turds in their fucking trash bins, in their office, at their workspace. You know what I mean? They hated that so much, they're still on those assholes' case. And they're like, you guys are terrorists for walking into a public building and shitting in my trash can and looking at my emails. No. If they are still
and
on
Texas
that...
Texas is...
There's no hope...
Texas is succeeding. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but there's no hope for Canada or New Zealand or any other country if they can't get their shit in order.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
We're really big. We can destroy railroad.
Yeah, no, but they're locking into this right now.
Louis Riel should have done.
If they can lock down the United States and make everything go away, we're all fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, welcome to...
And all the shit flinging was not going to do it for you when you're being tased and run down by fucking android robot killing machines. There's no hard place, man. Well, no. This is nothing for them.
We are peasants.
I know, but this is
we are good peasants.
But they don't need us.
You were originally a peasant.
But they don't need
Oreo
cookies.
Then you became
cookies.
A rich peasant.
Yeah, but
now
they don't
you're,
need
now
Oreo
you're back
cookies.
To be. Then you were a bad peasant.
But people don't.
Now you're back to being a good peasant.
Yeah, but...
How did that bad peasant treat you?
Which bad
was
peasant?
That... That bad peasant time in your life.
When I was, like, young?
Yes.
Didn't know better.
But yes.
Well, it helped me get a job. That's about it.
Exactly.
And learning diligence and
bad
slavery.
Bad peasant. You
and being
you
okay
work
with
meaning,
it.
No.
But then you carry that with you your
you
whole life.
You work a job that will be replaced with a robot.
Yeah. Which is...
Bad peasant.
Most of what's pissing us off.
Exactly.
Most people are like, oh, I'm going to be replaced by a robot. I've never geared my life to be like, I'm going to be replaced by a robot.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a robot do the shit I can do.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot they can do, man.
No, I know, but at your human potential in your mind, you should have the positive nature to be like, I am better than a robot. I am better than a machine. And most people don't have that in their head. That's called self-esteem, man.
But that is...
I'm not going to get all surfer talking like, dude, man,
it's
that's what you
coma.
Need. No. You have that. I have that. A lot of people don't.
I know. A lot of people should get... Fucky in the mind a little bit. Like, that's what mental disorders do. They fuck with your mind.
This is what mental disorders do. Okay?
Well,
they make houses out of fucking plastic.
No, that's what I meant.
You get so lazy and diligent at being lazy and somebody gives you a good paycheck.
It is outside, Doug.
It's not cold.
It's, well...
We're
yeah,
just
true.
Lazy.
It's not cold now, but
we
like
just...
when it gets to minus 30, you fucking love this house. Don't even.
No, but what it's made out of, it should be made better.
Oh, well.
So we've degraded ourselves as generational meat puppets.
Yeah, the
in order. In,
Liberty Green is oxidation, man.
But we've foregone logic and a logical life to just have a content, placid, flinging shit at people life.
Yeah.
That's what peasants have reduced themselves to. They're not putting up marble or a new stone wall.
Yeah, we're,
there's no structure anymore. There's just like, hey, how can we make this drywall thinner?
Oh, it's a retarded geometry.
Yeah. How can we make this house cheaper, but still kind of warm? No, but now...
Gas! Gas!
See, that's the...
We can tax the peasants
That's
gas.
What I'm getting at. So everybody's house, pretty much, except for like third world Rwandan poor... fucking starving people, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody else's house is fucking made totally wrong. It's made to break. Except for the guy who lives in a shack and one of the corners is a broken down
concrete. Or lives in a bunker.
No, no.
Like the super rich.
No, but still that infrastructure is flawed. Because if you need to go and fix it... No,
we have to go feral, Doug.
No,
I don't care how it does to society.
The people in the bunkers still have to fix their pipes.
Throw your shit at each other.
And if they don't have pipes to fix
it
their pipes with, they're done.
It has gotten to bunker stage.
Nah, that's bullshit.
It has gotten to bunker stage.
Yeah, for stupid people.
10 years, man.
Oh, yeah, if this goes on for 10 years, then it's bunker stage.
Yeah, like that's what the...
But the people who go into the bunker are going to be the fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But you're not smart when you...
No.
...leave society behind and go into a hole.
You have to go feral with the rest of the peasants.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... No.
Throw my poop at you, Doug.
No. No, but look at this story, right? You can't, like, in the furnace, you can't just walk into the furnace without somebody else. Or else it just... Nobody cares.
Yeah.
No, nobody cares.
Yeah. I don't know about that, Doug.